Well, welcome again, and thank you, Savannah and Terry, all of our youth and music team, and thank the Lord for a beautiful, beautiful day this morning. We are wrapping up our series on Ephesians this morning. It has been the theme of victorious living, and this morning we're looking at play with strength. You recall, as we looked at God's Word here, then we had everyone has a part to play, and we learn to play it with passion as we grow and develop. Paul has just previous to this talked about playing with humility, so we learn to grow and play together. And now Paul is finishing up with play with strength. Ephesians 6, 10 through 24. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me, so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I am and how am I doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as I said, we're looking at play with strength this morning as Paul closes out this great book that is on victorious Christian living. And so many of you have said you'd enjoyed it. It's been an encouragement to you. I love the story of this older woman who in the middle of the night was awakened by a robber who was downstairs fumbling around, and she called 911, and as she was calling 911, she remembered that her pastor said there's a Bible verse for every occasion, and so she thought for a moment, and with that, she just blurted out, Acts 2:38, and with that, the robber froze in their tracks downstairs until the police came. And as the police were arresting the robber, they asked the robber, "What was it about that scripture verse that made you freeze in your tracks?" And the robber said, "Scripture verse? I heard her yell that she had an axe and 2:38s.
That's bad.
Oh, man. God works in mysterious ways. But here's the thing, friends. Life many times is a battleground, and sometimes when we think about it, we think of it as a playground, which has its place too. But you know, we face challenge and adversity every day, and life is a battleground. And in this closing moment, Paul is encouraging us to play with strengths. And you recall that I've said that Paul found this church he visited on his second and third missionary journeys. Paul is now in Rome. He's in prison. He's heard news of the church again facing challenge and adversity and difficulty. And Paul is writing to encourage them. And so as Paul is writing to encourage them, as we looked at this, we said it kind of falls nicely into the idea that there is, first of all, purpose, and that God's purpose is that we be reconciled with our Heavenly Father, with our Creator, vertically through the forgiveness of Christ, and that we are also reconciled with our neighbors, both far and near, horizontally, like the image of the cross. And then Paul's given us a picture. He's given us a number of pictures, and that's really important. And so he's given us a picture of a bridge from far to near, and he's given us a picture of a family of faith. And then he's given us a picture of the foundation that is in Christ, and the church is a living cathedral being built up on the foundation of Christ. And then in addition to that, Paul has also said that we have the power through the Spirit, And that there's a plan that God has in reconciling all this, and then finally that we all have a part to play. And if we play with passion, discovering our gifts and talents as a team, then we have this unity that is in Christ and only can be found in Christ. And then we have this attitude of serving one another and serving Christ. And finally, we have an attitude of maturity, which is an attitude of team play, which is an attitude that we work together with a sense of humility. And Paul is now closing out saying that we should pray or play with strength. And so with that, I invite you into this scripture this morning, which is so, so powerful. And Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. That word strong that he uses is the word dunamis in Greek, which means the word that we get dynamite from and dynamos. And then he stacks it up with other words again, with mighty, which is the word Krakatos. We get, you know, the volcano Krakatoa from. The ancient world would be well aware of this. And then the next word is really the word for force, right? So God's mighty force. Or you could say, may the force be with you if you're sort of a Star Wars fan, right? But he's literally kind of saying, may the force be with you. And so this imagery of strength, is it our strength? It's in God's mighty power, right? And so that's so very, very important. And for all of us to know that the important thing is that we can stand strong against the challenges that are there. And God has never asked us sort of to take the mountain, if you will, but to stand strong in the ground that God has already taken by what God took place, happened on the cross of Calvary, on the Mount of Golgotha. And so Paul says next to put on the full armor of God. And I've got an image here. I don't know if you know what a Roman soldier looks like, but some of the armor that's here, and a sword as well that's here. Now remember that Paul, in his time in prison, would have had a soldier right in front of him. So it becomes great image for Paul as he's thinking about how the church defends itself. And for us, I suppose, that the image of a soldier is kind of hard to relate to. So we actually have a soldier that's volunteered this morning. So Noah, come on up here, our soldier. So we're going to kind of get Noah ready to be a soldier for the Lord. So go ahead and stand here. And so the first thing, does he look like he's ready for battle right now?
Yeah.
No. He's got potential. Are you with me? To be the soldier. So the first thing is we need the belt of truth buckled around your waist. So let's see what we got here in this little pack in way of a belt of truth. So let's see here. Oh, yes. Yes, we do have the belt of truth. So you're going to have to just do your best with those. Can you put those on? Ready to hold them. Yes. Does this look like the belt of truth?
It looks like the belt of something.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. You know. Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. The belt of truth. Now, how many know that truth can protect us? And that's God's truth, right? God's eternal truth. So we have the belt of truth. Nicely done. Yeah. So not only do we have the belt of truth, we have the breastplate of righteousness. And that's important, isn't it? The breastplate of righteousness. So what do we have in terms of the breast? Oh, look at this. We just happen to have a breastplate of righteousness. Can you? You might have to remove your hat for this, all right? Yeah. Is he looking just a little better in terms of a soldier? What do you think? Maybe not quite ready. Yeah, that's, well, good, you can do that. Put your hand through, there you go. All right.
Arm over here.
All of it. Now, we can even,
there you go.
You want to take a risk and be an admiral? All right, put that on. Now, you notice that no matter what he's got on, underneath is what? Breastplate of righteousness. Now, righteousness is a fancy church word for right relationships with God and with ourselves. So righteousness is right relationships. You're looking good, man. You're ready for battle. All right. Not quite. All right. So we've got the breastplate of righteousness and fitted with the readiness comes from your feet being fitted. Now, I'm not going to make him do this morning. We'll just put him there, right? All right, so you know what that looked like. Ice skates or rollerblades, either one. Your feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Now, what is peace? Peace is the peace that we have with God, right, through the forgiveness of Christ. And also the peace that we work with our neighbors as we work towards forgiveness and grace each and every day. And so that's so very, very important. And then we have the shield of faith. Now, here's the thing about the shield of faith. Honestly, in one sense, yes, part of the shield of faith on already, right? Which is right here underneath your pads. If you slap those, there's shields of faith right there. So turn that way so they can see you. Yeah, nice. And here's the thing about the shield of faith. It's often invisible, but it's always invaluable. It's often invisible, but it's always invaluable. You cannot always see faith and the works of faith, right? But through the eyes of faith, you can, and it protects us. So the shield of faith, I would add that, you know, we can put on some, let's see, all right. Are you willing to try this? Looking good, man. You know you're a hockey player, right? You can come to church for a hockey player now. Yeah. Now, finally, we have, I don't know if we're going to get this on, the helmet of salvation. I probably should have, you want to take your glasses off?
Oh.
You may not want to. Uh-oh, help him.
Yeah, get him. Hold him.
All right, you want to try that on? I don't know. It's
might be a little snug.
Oh, hang on a second.
Ow.
It shrunk over time. How's that happen? You want to put it on or you just want to hold it? You try it. You might. Yeah. You might have to take your gloves off. Let me hold your gloves for you a second. Let me hold your gloves. I'll be your armor bearer.
There you go.
You got it. You're like almost.
Ow.
Yeah. Looking good. Looking good. Admirals are from Norfolk, and I should have got penguins or something, so is he looking good? Now, I just want to ask you, what is he missing? Missing a sword. You notice that everything he has, other than, you know, arguably the hockey thing, is all a defensive weapon. Do you notice that? There's really only one offensive weapon, which is the sword of the Spirit. Got a sword of the Spirit right here, but... better yet, the sword of the Spirit. Yeah. All right, try that on. Don't hit anybody in the front row here. Okay. All right. Where do you think now, though? Now, I want you to notice something. The sword of the Spirit is what? Yes. You sang a song. You sang the song and spelled it out. The B-I-B-L-E. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. That's the offensive weapon that we face all the powers that be with. So we used to do in the day, back in the day, did anyone used to do the drills? The Bible sword drills? Anyone besides me? Yeah, remember? Used to call out a verse and people would, in youth group, used to see who could find it first, right? And it isn't just carrying the Bible, but it's reading and knowing the promises of God. And there's a saying that I love, which is, a dusty Bible is a rusty sword. Can you say that with me? A dusty Bible is a rusty sword. In the back, go ahead. A dusty Bible is a rusty sword. So I would encourage you to dust off your Bible, to open it, and to read it. And when you do, you have the offensive weapon. So what do you think? Is he ready for battle? You want to either not, you want to stand there for a minute, or you're good? You can take it off if you want to. Okay, I'll help you with this. Oh, I'll let you do that, actually.
Good, it's going to wear it for the rest of his life.
Well done. Let's give it up for Noah. You're a good sport this morning. You might just take up hockey, you know. I just, no, well, you got potential, man. You, looks good with all that armor. All right, thank you so much, Noah. Really appreciate that. Well, as you think about that, it's humorous in one way, but, you know, many times when we face the challenges and adversity, I think Paul would remind us that you can do it without those kind of pieces of armor, if you will, the full armor of God. But do you really do as well to face the challenges? I think Paul would say, if you really want to be victorious in life, then put on the full armor of God. And so today and throughout this week, I encourage you to sort of go through this checklist and see how you're doing putting on the full armor of God. And I think in my own life, and I know many people come to me and said, you know, when I faced this challenge adversity, I didn't do as well as I thought I would or thought I could, is to go back and to say, where was I lacking in the full armor of God? And learn from that and grow from that. And so to be all we can be as we face the battles of life, to put on the full armor of God. And then finally, Paul closes this out with this great verse. He's saying for us and for him, he says this, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me, that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. You know that Paul, in that small verse there, that small section, says fearlessly twice. And why can Paul say that? Because Paul is admonishing us to pray for him and for each other. And if we pray for ourselves, we pray for each other, then we are empowered in a way that lets us face any challenge and adversity in life. And with that, we can give it all that we've got. We can face life fearlessly. We can face challenge and adversity fearlessly. And it isn't really about how big you are, if you will. Wayne Gretzky, the greatest, one of the greatest hockey players of all times, was 172 pounds when he entered pro hockey. And people said he was 50 pounds too light. But he became the greatest player of all time really because of the spirit that he had. That he played with everything that he had, with all the tenacity that he had. I think also of Allyson Felix, who's been on the cover throughout this series on her bulletin. And she's just such a great athlete and such a great person of faith. She began in high school in track and field, and she didn't do as well as she'd like to oftentimes. She had talent, but she needed to work at it a lot. And she found that people's opinion of her rose and fall with whether she won or lost. And she began to go with that too, that her opinion of herself rose and fell with how well she did on the track and field. And at some point, she was so discouraged and even depressed. And so she began to reflect on God's word and discovered really that she was a child of God. And whether she won or lost, if she did it with the best that she could, she discovered that she was always a child of faith. And she said that kind of confidence in God's love for her and her being God's daughter in faith, a child of faith, gave her the courage to do whatever she could out on the field. And so whether she won or lost, no matter if she felt that she did as well as she could, she was able to celebrate. In 2004 and 2008, she didn't do as well in the Olympics as she wanted to. But then in London in 2012, she just caught fire. She began to set records and do amazing things. In 2016 also, she did great in Rio and began to set records. She stacked them up. In 2018, she was pregnant with her daughter and had to have an emergency C-section, and she named her daughter Cameron, but everybody wrote her off and said she'd never compete in the Olympics again. And she decided to prove them wrong because she was a child of God, and so she came back, and against all kinds of odds, in 2021 in Tokyo, you may recall that she set all kinds of records and became the most medaled award winner in female athlete history, and gave God the glory for it all. And when she was coming back, she lost all of her endorsements because they didn't want to endorse a woman who was pregnant and all that, and so she started her own shoe lineup, and she became very successful at that. So all the adversity became really a wave that she rode to God's glory. And I think for each and every one of us, it isn't always win or lose, but it's doing the best that we can to use our gifts and talents for God, to discover those gifts and talents, and to know that if we put on the full armor of God, that we will be victorious, whatever challenge, whatever adversity that we face. Jesus said this, in this world, you will face trouble or tribulation or challenge, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's what gives us the peace. That's what gives us the strength. And Paul would also say in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. This morning, whatever challenge and adversity we face as individuals, as a family, and as a family of faith, know that if we Put on the full armor of God. We have faith to pray and to fight fearlessly that God will be with us now and forever. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for your word. It is a light for our feet and a lamp for our pathway. We thank you that you have provided this great full armor of faith as Paul shed light on, that we too can face challenge and adversity, even as Paul did, as he was in prison and as he wrote the church of Ephesus that was facing challenge and adversity. We thank you most of all that you're with us all along the way, that you have a plan and purpose for our lives, you have a part to play, and through the power of your Holy Spirit in prayer, that we can have the power to overcome. We pray this all in Christ's name, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.